This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Way bigger based on this matchup for the Browns. David Njoku has not been practicing, which means he's probably not going to play. He's also been targeted like 75 times over the last three games with Jameis Winston. It's not that much, but it is. I'm being hyperbolic, but not enough probably on that end. Him not playing on Sunday could be a massive difference in this game. Like, I mean, he's one of the 10 best probably tight ends in the league. The Chiefs are one of the worst teams in the league at covering tight end. If he doesn't play, that feels like it limits their offense.
Tight ends have been the one position, basically the one area in coverage where the Chiefs have said this year, like, we're willing to give that up. Like, we have flaws.
We'll take the loss.
We have flaws. There's other areas we think are going to hurt us more. That's the one thing we're willing to give up. That's essentially what they have said. And tight ends have definitely been that. Njoku, because of his size and bigger bodied tight end, that would be a matchup mess for this team. And it looks more and more. I don't know if they've officially ruled him out, although that's going to come. He hasn't practiced the last couple days. So they're not going to have Njoku. And that is huge. And Jameis Winston's had a nice rapport with him and Jerry Jeudy. So anything to take a weapon out of the picture to deal with is definitely a good thing. I understand you're like, hey, their backup will eat too. Still, that backup's not David.
Yeah, I like Jordan Akins over. And you're like, well, what is his over? I don't know yet, but I like the over. That's the point. Do I, like, whatever it ends up being on Sunday after they officially rule out David Njoku, who did not practice again today, whatever total they end up putting on for him, I like the over because tight ends will get the better of him.
Yeah, Stone Smart came in for the injured Will Dissly last week, had 3 catches for 54 yards.
Yeah. And what do you think the over was on Smart before?
They probably couldn't even bet it.
Yeah.
And if you could, it was 9 yards. I mean, it was he's their backup tight end in LA. And but in this case, Jordan Akins, maybe they'll give you 12
you'd get
and a half.
Number because, you know, yeah, they'll usually give you a number because Njoku's going to be out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be 22 and a half. Take the over. Like, tight ends get the better of the safeties in Kansas City. And I think partially because of their limitations at corner, they've been having to put safeties more on some of these guys where they might use a corner on occasion or use a linebacker on occasion. You're seeing Connor and Justin Reed and kind of everybody get beat a little bit, which I guess brings me to at least one player. I would play Hicks more. Is it crazy based on the way
he has been playing more?
Even more.
Because he has been playing more.
He is like the only safety that I am not seeing getting regularly beat way downfield. Are we sure that Hicks shouldn't be playing more for Kansas City? And he has been playing more than he was earlier in the season. But are we sure that that number, Jaden Hicks, shouldn't kick up a little bit? You and I were both fans of Jaden Hicks coming out of out of preseason, too, because he was a player who stood out pretty consistently.
Sure.
I would say. And maybe he is the natural Justin Reed replacement next year when his contract's up. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, his contract, I mean, he has been playing more and he doesn't, like, they're not picking on him. For a rookie defensive back who's behind three safeties? Feels not.
Now, these are season numbers. Let me get game by game. I was just curious just to see if they've increased
the
way. It feels like it's been more. I don't have the numbers prior to the conversation. Let me see. Snap count 2024 for Jaden Hicks. All right, so early in the season, the first 2 weeks, he had 5 snaps. That was it. Look at this. Yeah, it's clearly gone up, Cody. Okay, so the first 8 games, anywhere from 0 to 9 snaps every week.
Okay.
Week 9, 16 snaps. Week 10 and 11, 12 snaps. Week 12, 24 snaps. Last week, 26.
Now we're talking.
The last 2 weeks, his snaps have gone from 20% of the snaps to 35 to 43%. So they're doing what you're saying. They are already getting.
I'm saying
Cody,
more.
40, yeah, but 43% of the snaps, that's actually a lot if you consider the position he plays.
This sounds like.
When they have Justin Reed, who's obviously going to get majority.
I think there's a chance that Justin.
Back on Brian Cook's
I know,
snaps.
But I think there's a chance that Jaden Hicks is the best safety on the roster.
Well, I think there's a very
like, I think
good
there's a chance. So, like,
long-term
chance. Do I want him playing 43%? I would, no, I want to play him 60%.
Yeah, there's
and you got coverage issues. So what's the harm in trying?
Well, again, I would just say the reason why they're already doing it. They're doing what you want them to do. They've increased from a guy getting 19% of the snaps to 43% in 2 weeks.
And they cut and here's the reason why you know that they're planning on playing him more. Tell me how much they cut his special team snaps. I bet they went way down.
Of course, went from 1 week when he had 35% of the regular snaps was still getting 80% of special team snaps. Last week, though, 26% or 26 snaps, only 12 special team snaps.
He only played half.
No, yes.
So, yeah, they're kicking it down. Look,
they're already doing what you're talking about.
Yeah, I agreed. And so I shouldn't really complain. They need more help in the secondary in order to do that. But if Njoku's not going to play, no. Jordan Akins will get something, but that's going to limit what they can do, especially in the red zone. It's going to stall some drive outs. That means you only have to really worry about how you shut down Judy. It makes them one dimensional in a way that makes it much easier for Kansas City to guard if they're going to be without him. If they had Njoku defensively, I'm far more worried. Jameis can do crazy things anyway, and Njoku is a good tight end who can take advantage of your biggest weakness on defense, probably, which is covering tight ends. I couldn't believe when Smart started. I'm like, are we serious? That was the moment when I'm like, okay, any tight end's going to get yardage against Kansas City. And you and I have talked about this. You had said earlier, Kansas City has lost 7 straight games against the spread. They were actually once above 500 against the spread.
They were. Got off to a good start.
They've lost 7 straight games against the spread. Not obviously games. They've only lost one of those games. That's a trend that everybody's picked up on. So you're like, yeah, I'm moving on.
I am.
I think... if you wanted to do, I think it'd be worth a worthwhile betting exercise to tell me what the over-unders were before the games on tight ends and how often they hit against Kansas City. Because it might be 10 straight in a row and nobody's talking about it. I borderline think it can't be less than 8 out of the last 10 games tight ends have covered the over against Kansas City, because every single game they're the leading receiver for the opposing team.
Yeah, I think at one point we did check, and like last week Will Dissly got hurt, so he didn't go over, I don't think, his number. I want to say out of the 13 games, maybe it's 7 or 8 of the games, actually. I know it feels like every week, but I think 7 or 8 of the games, that number's got over. Certainly week one, Isaiah Likely went way over, and Mark Andrews didn't, because Mark Andrews didn't do anything in that game. It was all Isaiah Likely, if you guys recall. Gesicki in week two had a pretty big game.
So in your fairness, it's like you might have to choose the right tight end, but it's still not bad to bet a tight end.
There you go.
Might not always be the starting tight end, but in the case where Njoku is down, well, then the obvious thing is to go to Akins from that perspective. And again, I think he'll probably get something, but... you know, I'll say that. He said, the text line saying Nate Taylor was kind of rough on Hicks the other day, missed an assignment and communication
issues.
There
was one route that Joshua Palmer was wide open on where Hicks kind of turned around. It was like a 25-yard completion.
You're right, but I'm not going to have any trouble finding that on tape for Justin Reed and Connor and Brian Cook. So, sometimes it's like they hold a read like, you blew your assignment. I'm like, these jerks have been doing it all year. What? Now I'm the bad guy because I did it once?
I forget. There was one play where, who was it that Justin Reed got just burnt and just toasted by on the sideline? He couldn't keep up
the last couple of weeks.
I don't know if it was a couple of weeks.
Trey Tucker.
Yes.
Trey Tucker.
Yes, yeah. Trey Tucker, too. It's like,
Trey Tucker of Reed Raiders.
No chance.
Raiders. Aiden O'Connell.
I'd like to see more Hicks. And I get it. Like, there is always the thing. This is my, this is a coaching philosophy thing, I would say, because my general theory on coaching philosophy would be I would rather play the more athletic player more right in the beginning and let him learn by the end, and Spags and the Chiefs would rather play the less athletic player who will stand in the correct spot. They've won a lot of Super Bowls, and I would say there are coaches who subscribe to more my way of what I would do from a thing. This point of the season, I think it's especially easy to make those changes if you're already struggling. Like, if you're a lockdown defense, yeah, why do you need to do those things? But if you're getting burnt deep a lot, you can't cover tight ends, I don't know that it hurts to see if Hicks can cover them, you know?